Rav Shimshon Trinkus in Sha'arim B'Tfilah, he explains that one of the essential foundations in Avodas Hashem and in Shleimus Avodas HaTfilah, really perfecting the art of Tfilah, is that a Jew needs to learn how to feel Hashem's pain, to start to tap into Tzar HaShchinah. What that means is that really when we daven, it's not for ourselves, it's for Hashem. We know when Chana davens, it's Vatispalal Chana al Hashem. She's davening about Hashem. She's not davening to Hashem. If Pinkus goes further and says, for example, when a person is going through a tough time, personally, they're going through tzaras, it's not just about davening to Hashem, help me, get me out of this sticky situation, this painful, difficult, hard situation that I find myself in. Because really, as far as we're concerned, from our perspective, ultimately, kol ma'ad avid rachmana latal avid, everything that Hashem does is for the good. Gamzu l'tayva. There's good that will come out of it. I had to go through this experience. So then why are we davening? Because of this incredible idea of imoy anochi b'tzara. When we're in pain, Hashem's in pain. So when we daven, rather than focusing on our own pain, Rav Pinkus explains, and it's based on a Nefesh HaChaim, we should feel Hashem's pain. Mr. Zasharim says the same thing, Pirkei Chasidus. So first things first, is to start to understand there is such a concept of Tzar HaShchinah, that on a certain level, Hashem, His imminent presence, feels a sense of pain, lack. And as much as we're in a relationship with Hashem, that ought to hurt us too. It's like many things in Avodas Hashem, says Rav Pinkus. On the one hand, it's really, really simple. On the other hand, it's really hard to get to this level. So what does that mean? Start to understand it a little bit. The purpose of creation was that Hashem's presence should be felt in this world. It's a medrash in Bamidbar Rabba. It says, B'yom HaRishon Hikriv, says of Shmuel Bar Abba, what's Yom HaRishon? First day that Hashem made the world, and Nitzavel Adurim B'yosef HaTachtayim, Hashem wanted to have a dwelling place in this world. Once the Mishkan was built, was dedicated, it's Hashras HaShchinah. Ah. Once the Nesiim offer up Karbanos, they dedicated, they inaugurated the Mishkan, Hashem says, yeah, this is the day that the world was created. Meaning Hashem created the world to dwell amongst us, for His presence to be manifest. When that doesn't happen, for whatever reason, when people aren't aware of Hashem, when there's a lack of God consciousness in humanity, when we, through our avirus, push Hashem away, we don't allow His presence to be felt. That's called Tzar HaShchinah. It really depends on us doing Ritzon Hashem. When we do Ritzon Hashem, when we dwell Hashem once, Hashem becomes present. When we don't, He doesn't. That's why the Nedi B'Hida explains that. So when we're in Galus, Hashem's in Galus too. If we're in a loving relationship with Hashem, we need to feel that. Galina l'man shemecha. Ultimately, we ask Hashem, redeem us for your sake. During the 3 weeks, certainly a time to start to feel Hashem's pain. Maybe even getting to the point where it's more real than our own. That would really be my trigger.